Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Well, we would obviously love to have him a part of the organization for a long time. You've seen a little glimpse of what hopefully is to come. So he and his family need to decide, is Boston where they want to be? And as three of us know, it's not for everybody. But I think given his mindset and makeup, he'll have a lot of success here if that's what he chooses. So we are making it a priority to try and extend a lot of our own players that are currently under control, and he would fit into that category.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of Red Sox president Sam Kennedy just moments ago on 850 WEEI. Thanks to Joe Braverman for passing that audio along to us from the spring training broadcast, because we intended every bit to start the show talking Red Sox, talking highs and lows and strengths and weaknesses. And obviously Garrett Crochet, well, he hopefully is going to be one of the strengths and not one of the questions or concerns as things play themselves out. I'll be honest with you, that was the first I'd heard that audio, because it was fresh off the broadcast here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
It's like 7 minutes old. It's a baby.
I didn't love it.
What?
I didn't love the tone of it. Well, I didn't love that he said something to the effect like, he needs to decide with his family if they want to be here. There was like a little tone.
Well, hold on. Run it again for the audience. And me.
Well, we would obviously love to have him a part of the organization for a long time. You've seen a little glimpse of what hopefully is to come. So he and his family need to decide, is Boston where they want to be? And as three of us know, it's not for everybody. But I think given his mindset and makeup, he'll have a lot of success here if that's what he chooses. So we are making it a priority to try and extend a lot of our own players that are currently under control, and he would fit into that category.
That Boston's not for everyone. You need to figure out if you want to be here. Sounds like you're like yelling at a kid or something.
No.
You want to be on this team or not?
Whoa. I don't see
you commit to this team and what it takes to be a Boston. Like, there was just a lot there in the
tone. Usually think Andy's searching for stuff, but I think I'm with him on this one.
That felt like a shot.
It wasn't veiled, so you have to appreciate that.
Words have meaning. Tone has meaning. We're going to get into the Mass Live stories about the Boston Red Sox, where I thought there were a lot of little words that had a lot of big meaning from Sean McAdam and Chris Pacillo.
Okay, well, if you feel like there's tone,
did you?
Not necessarily.
You lie.
I'm not lying.
I
do not sit on a throne of lies.
You do. Smells like beef and cheese.
No, no, no. It smells today like Tiger Balm.
Smells like popcorn because you've been feeding your fat face.
I did. My fat face, F
you. You were kind of Chevrolet.
Yes,
in
I did. I couldn't help it. It's delicious. The morning show got sent a bag of snacks. Shout out the morning show. By the way, they sent homemade peanut brittle. Damn. Anyway.
Yes.
I don't believe there was necessarily tone. I think basically Sam Kennedy was almost being sensitive to the needs and adjustments of the Crochet family, because dude is not probably. Have you looked at him? Have you heard him?
Yeah,
he's not necessarily from Waltham.
He's not from here.
He's not from Marshfield.
He don't get us.
He's not from Dorchester.
We're not for everyone.
No, we're not.
I can tell you first and foremost.
Nope.
I literally have a t-shirt that says, I'm not for everyone.
You don't even need to wear it. We get it. And you are representative of just one swath, one region of not for everyone.
Yeah.
South Shore, South Coast, Metro West, etc. So maybe he's being, maybe that's actually Sam Kennedy trying to courteously, like, slowly roll the red carpet Garrett Crochet's way. Like, look, if you'd like to talk, we're here. Maybe the offer's even already been made. And what if Garrett Crochet is like, y'all got some weird roads, got some nasty people, but I heard the fans are great, so I'm going to give this a shot.
And we all know what matters in the end.
Money.
The number on the table.
Did he say he wanted to play in a warm weather climate?
No.
Okay.
No. I think he wants to play here. I think he wants to win here. I think he's going to eat it up. You come from the White Sox, the worst team in the history of the world, essentially, and you come to the Boston Red Sox. At the right time, by the way. A couple of years ago, he might not have been making much of a leap going from the White Sox to the Red
Sox. Oh, you mean the Athletics' number one ranked team going into the season?
We'll get to some of the BetMGM money that's being gambled and the fact that a lot of people are putting a lot of money on the Boston Red Sox to win the AL pennant.
What?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that later.
Duck boats?
No, AL pennant. I don't know that they have them winning the World Series. That's the next step. And as I predicted, the Dodgers are going undefeated. Ohtani homers. They're 2-0. They are rolling.
Oh. They're well on their way.
162-0 is officially on the table. Now, you jested that 82-0 was on the table after the Celtics opener.
It didn't happen.
It didn't. No, not by any stretch. No,
nor was 41-0 at home. But the Celtics did win at home last night. We'll get into that later as well.
However, the Dodgers are an absolute force of baseball nature. They're doing this. It's only two wins early in the season in Japan, but they're doing it without two of their four best players.
Yeah.
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 Pretty good.
And, doing it without, I don't know, more than a $500 million worth of baseball talent that's not on the field because they are a little sick right now. So we're going to talk about the Boston Red Sox. We're going to talk about their strengths and their weaknesses, because I think those are coming together quite nicely as we approach opening day next Thursday. Reminder, next Wednesday, we kick off our weekly interviews with Alex Cora from Fenway Park for home games and on the phone. Later in today's show, thanks, Stiz, in my ear, Brian Scalabrine, a fresh off his birthday. I figured I would just share with the listeners.
You call out stage directions. Diane, of course I'm in love with you. Ted walks over to corner. Oh, sorry.
But Brian Scalabrine, 4 o'clock each and every week-ish, depending on his schedule sometimes.
Is he hooping with someone?
No, he's sleeping off maybe his birthday celebration, which he got the night off because the NBC Sports Boston telecast was an all-female telecast. And where did Scal spend his night?
West End Johnny's.
No, TD Garden watching the Celtics with his wife, celebrating his birthday. A bad Celtics game with no Tatum and no Brown.
And a bad Celtics game? That was the second half of that game was fun. The rise of the Shiremen is upon us. Come, Frodo, join me in the Shire.
We're not doing that.
We'll do that
later, but we're not doing the Shiremen rise or anything about that. We're not talking him up. We're going to exclude him. He's not part of my postseason rotation by any means.
The step back sweet stroke that he's got?
Nice little story for a crappy little game against the Nets that Scal was in attendance for. We'll talk about that. And, of course, we will touch on Scal's, or more than touch on Scal's, social media notoriety this week after his tete-a-tete
or whatever you want to call it, when two large men that are a little older than they should be went heavy at each other, and I emphasize heavy, on the street courts of New York. George the Messiah, Brian Scalabrine, there was a... I don't know that this was a friendly. You know that they talk in soccer and various things, or like even boxing now, or these mixed martial. This was not a friendly.
They were throwing blows.
Yeah, they were like
there was some weight being exchanged.
Absolutely, there was a. This was like a prison yard measuring contest.
It makes it fun when you're like, you know, a little animus in the rivalry there. But that's also the way these streetball court games go. Like,
yes,
they're never like.
Oh, I know.
Hey, bro, how about best
I punched
to
the
11?
Guy in the nuts once?
What?
Yeah, this big dude, he was like 6'10", goofy bastard, and he tried to dunk on me, and I'm like, I'm not letting you dunk on me, so I'm going to punch you right now, and you can take the free throws. So
and that's why
him.
Andy's not allowed at the Dartmouth playground anymore.
The million-dollar playground that I voted down. But yeah, I wasn't going to let a guy dunk on
me. Why'd you vote a million-dollar playground
down? We don't need to go down that road. It's a whole...
Well, you can't bring it up.
A lot of listeners know about it because they like to text about it. They claim I'm the guy who votes against playgrounds for the children.
Because you hate children.
Well, we do know your voting record is a little spotty overall.
I'm fiscally responsible. That's what I am. Fiscally responsible. And the Red Sox may have to be fiscally unresponsible if they want to sign Garrett Crochet to a long-term deal. So our guy Brad Foe caught up with Crochet. You may have listened to the audio on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, but basically Crochet told him, and we'll hear some of the audio a little bit later, that he doesn't want to negotiate during the season. You know, it's a classic discussion point for athletes. Hell, it was a discussion point for the manager last year, remember? He didn't want to negotiate during the season until he signed an extension during the season.
Yeah.
Now we have Garrett Crochet, who we do need to update. Dan Ball, 2 years, right, after this year he's under control. So
correct.
He's not going to be a free agent, not impending free agent. There's no urgency here.
They have 2 years.
I think some of us would like to put sort of a bow on the offseason by giving him the extension and knowing he's the hoss, he's the ace, he's the guy you ride going forward. Pause. And get that done before the season starts. Well, that's the date they have apparently talked about, he told Brad Foe. So, Fitzy, let's start there. Garrett Crochet, he's your opening day starter. According to The Athletic, he's the fifth best starter in baseball with upside potential to go higher than that. Everybody thinks he might have the best stuff in the game. We'll play some audio later of, I don't know, all this geeky stuff about how good his stuff is. I don't know. I just watch it and it looks
his
really
stuff
impressive.
Is, his stuff, when you, does it
I don't
pass
need
the
numbers.
Visual test?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the best stuff, when stuff pass visual tests and they don't need to explain to you through quantitative analysis.
I don't, you know what, if I never hear
I'm
again.
I'm in a mood today. I don't know if you've noticed.
It's just, it is like, it is a lot. I got to be honest.
Somebody put in my salad dressing?
It is a lot to take.
Man, this is before the lucky energy, too.
Ted is not going to like Andy
today. Honest to God.
As the kids would say, I'm here for it.
I mean, seriously, like, you guys are at least outside of the reactor. I'm in here just getting radiated by all these words.
Yeah, you're about to get Chernobyl.
No, I think what it is.
What?
It's what we talked about last week. When these days come and it's 50 plus and it's sunny and I did an outside run. I already ran 4 miles.
Then take, oh, brag. Gee, my God. Yeah, you literally ask and answer your own questions.
He's doing his own drops.
You can, yeah. You do your own drops. Why don't you do?
Great story.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, why don't you fake some voices now and do some calls while you're at it? Do the whole damn show. Jeez,
fired up about Red Sox season.
Okay, if you need,
I like
okay,
baseball,
we're all saying if you need to take a break, just
I
go outside, get a little vitamin D, go right
I'm
ahead.
Going strong, 4 hours long, baby, a full 4 hours, and I will not see a doctor afterwards. I will just do a good radio show from 2 to 6. So let's get back to Garrett Crochet.
Right, can I answer the question you asked 3 diatribes ago?
If I remembered it, I'd let you, so go ahead.
Okay.
As long as you remember.
Would I sign Garrett Crochet now? No. I would wait a little extra long. Now, would I go the entire season? No, because then... And
what about the deadline?
This is what Brad Foe put out. Whose deadline? Self-imposed
Crochet's.
Deadline?
He wants it done by opening day or not at all?
Really?
Not
See,
this year.
I don't believe,
no,
I don't believe
really.
It. No, I don't
yeah,
believe it.
He doesn't
it.
Want to talk in season. So if you're going to do it this year, he's saying you need to do it by opening day.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
So what I would do...
I would still
another year.
Give him $500 million.
Because, you want to know why?
What?
Because
no.
If he pitches his ass off and goes 17-6... with a 3.13 ERA, 227 strikeouts, and the Red Sox go all the way to the ALCS, his price tag, whatever you thought it was or whatever Spotrac told us it was supposed to be before the season, has now likely doubled. So
like
you
that
are
rocket
playing...
ship that just picked up the astronauts, dropped them in the ocean.
Yeah, what? Because it went up and then it'll come down?
No, it just went up really fast because that's how you got to do it.
You're right, it did. But then it came down with people.
Yeah. Andy is not going to slow his train of thought down for us to join.
I know. I need you guys to keep up. This is a fast-paced show.
Wow.
At least for now, until I crash.
All right, listeners, if you were using the Odyssey app, thank God that ship didn't on the way back last night. If you're using the Odyssey app, much like with podcasts, there's a play at half speed feature. I recommend
but then you guys are going to be like quarter speed if I'm at half speed.
Oh, my God.
That's if we get to talk.
I'm like watching Ashton Gentry film, and you're like, he runs faster than everybody else.
Ashton Gentry film? This is Usain Bolt talk radio.
Anyway, so would you sign, because the debate.
I would wait. I would wait a few starts, and then even though he says, I don't want to, whatever the number was that you had in mind before the season, I'd sweeten it a little bit and say, listen, we just needed to make sure that you were ready on Fenway, that you were good to go. We just wanted to hear the fans react to you. Get a couple starts in, and then boom. Wow him with an offer. Do what the Patriots should have done to Cooper Kupp and to Calvin Ridley and countless others. Show him the money and then some.
And he did say he doesn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Well,
you don't have to talk.
Go 5-0, strike out like 40 guys in those five starts, and then we'll put a really large number that you just sign and no talking.
Yeah, my 7 for $231. So here's a Larry Bird for 7 straight seasons.
Did you know there's only 4 contracts over 200?
Corbin Burns, Shohei Ohtani.
Fried.
Max Fried and...
Garrett Cole.
No. 5.
Ohtani doesn't count because he's a hitter. He didn't even pitch last year.
Oh, 4 pitchers contract.
He's in his own world.
I was going to say, Mike Trout. Marcus
starting
Betts.
Pitchers okay. that are over 200.
Corbin
two over
Burns,
three.
Max Fried, Garrett Cole, and Zach Wheeler.
Corbin Burns.
Wheeler, Burns.
I don't know if Wheeler is, but I know this four. I listened to Jones and Keefe, and they listed him.
He's getting $42 million a year, so I think he is.
No, but there's a lot of guys that have high average annual value that don't necessarily.
Yeah, like DeGrom only had like a, I don't think DeGrom's was over 200.
Oh, Yamamoto. Yamamoto is the other one.
Oh, Yamamoto. He didn't get the crazy AAV I thought he would have.
No, but he got the crazy total V, which is really nice to have on a guaranteed contract.
Yeah, watching him and Sasaki just like throw light BP in Japan and kind of handle the Cubs 2 days in a row.
Did you see Sasaki? His first 5 pitches, 100, 100, 100, 100, 99.
Yeah.
Like,
it's relatively impressive.
Could be a friendly home gun for him. Across the pond,
you with the slow time, the 40 times and the home guns and
it
everything.
It happens. People manipulate numbers.
You know what? I probably should have known because when Ohtani hit that home run today, they said it was 812 feet.
You know, like I don't think so. It kind of went to review.
It looked like 406 or something.
Seemed very tame. 617-779-7937. We are talking about your Boston Red Sox as baseball season is close to upon us. They're headed to Mexico soon for those exhibition games. Mm. We're talking about the roster coming together. They made some cuts today. We have a new option, wild card option in the second base mix. We'll talk about that. Who played second base today? Is the spot being held for Christian Campbell? Are you worried about, I don't know, the closer position where they don't seem to have one right now? Lots of questions, lots of would-be answers, lots of pressure on your manager to move all those parts around for the Boston Red Sox, who, as Fitzy noted, are expected to be maybe the best team in the American League, at least a playoff team, and potentially a World Series contender. That's all up here as we get underway on WEEI Afternoons 2 to 6. Join the fun, 617-779-7937. But first, Dan Ball, try to keep up with the pace, my friend. What's trending now?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here is what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. In the top of the fifth inning, the Red Sox trailed the Detroit Tigers 3-2 in spring training play. Richard Fitz started on the mound, and Marcelo Meyer is playing his first game of the spring at second base. He came into the game hitting .357 this spring. Earlier today, the Dodgers finished off a 2-game sweep of the Tokyo Series, doubling up the Cubs 6-3. The Celtics won their third in a row last night, beating the Brooklyn Nets 104-96 at TD Garden. It was the first game all season in which neither Jason Tatum nor Jaylen Brown played, but Kristaps Porzingis led the way, scoring 25 points, the most of any player last night. For WEEI's Justin Turpin, last night marked the Celtics' 37th 50-win season, the most in NBA history. The Bruins visit the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. It's the first of a five-game Western swing for Boston, who sits 4 points out of the final wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. And in football news, the Vikings are moving past their discussions with free agent quarterback Aaron Rodgers, leaving second-year player J.J. McCarthy atop their QB depth chart, and veteran wide receiver and return specialist Mecole Hardman is signing with the Green Bay Packers on a one-year deal. And finally, North Carolina and Alabama State won their respective March Madness first four play-in games last night, taking down San Diego State and St. Francis, respectively. It's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Your stance in terms of extension heading into the year, would you talk during the year?
I'd rather not. I feel like it could be a distraction for myself, and I don't exactly want to be here in the clubhouse talking about it with my teammates around me. You know, it's one of those things where I feel like it kind of just takes focus away from, you know, being where our feet are, and that's just, you know, whether we're in, you know, halfway through the year, first month of the year, or let's say we're fighting for a playoff spot and I'm over here talking about me, I just don't want to take away from what the team's doing.
Garrett Crochet on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast with our buddy Rob Bradford. If you want to hear that whole podcast, you can download the Odyssey app, Audacy. You can listen to that or any interview, podcast, anything that goes on here at the station. It's all there. Listen live. Boating season is coming. You can bring the app with you out on the boat and listen to every show, every game, every everything.
All right. Fun part about having internet is you can learn all these stats, facts, figures, touch of a button, right?
Okay.
So let me ask you this. Garrett Crochet, coming to Boston. I understand he pitched in the Windy City, but pitching for the White Sox doesn't really count because nobody cares about the White Sox.
Because if you lose, they're like, yeah, we always lose.
Yes. The Medias Blanco. So where's Garrett Crochet from? Just to sort of get an idea of like his vibe, tone, temper.
Topeka.
Close. Just a couple thousand miles away. Ocean Springs, Mississippi.
Oh, he's a Mississippi guy.
He is. So that would, like, that's where the deep southern, like, he's a pig. Like, so he's a little more chillaxed,
so not
in that capacity.
Boston guy,
and where did he pitch college ball?
Ole Miss.
Nope. Tennessee. SEC. Tennessee. He's a volunteer.
Okay. So he's an SEC South kind of fella, personality, lifestyle.
But
we'll
his toes dipped in the big city, but kind of not really. Now he's going to get it. 36,000 people, the Killers, Tessie playing, blam, right on top of you. New Street Tacos, $18 beers.
Cowboy Up Burger. I wouldn't eat it on game day when you're pitching. I would wait until one of your off days.
Yeah, you shouldn't eat it, period.
Might weigh you down.
Please don't eat one of those at the stadium.
No, do I think he's going to fit here? Just the little that I've seen from him, mm-hmm. heard from him? Sure. Because
yeah.
I think most guys that are really talented and are competitive mm-hmm. fit here because they feed off the energy nightly at Fenway mm-hmm. Park. How many times have you heard about that? Like, you know, you go out there on a Thursday night and there's buzz. Mm-hmm. Whereas most places...
Every game counts at Fenway.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing.
And I think most great players, not named Carl Crawford, Edgar Renteria, Adrian Gonzalez, those types, feed off that.
Pablo Sandoval.
They want to utilize that. They're like one of those Spider-Man movies with the electric guy, and he just sucks all the electricity from everything around him.
Funny enough, his name, Electro.
Electro. I think most players at that level are Electro. They want to feed off the Fenway home crowd, and I think you'll find that if he's healthy... You will see him amped up. You'll see some of those situations where it's like, oh, it's the sixth inning, and he's got men on first and second with two outs. Can he ramp one up here to get the strikeout? Add strike three. And, yes, I think you will see some of that.
You'll hear the wills in the booth for WEEI, the Red Sox Radio Network. Crochet, 99 on the corner. Strike three.
Final pitch of the night, his fastest pitch of the night kind of thing.
I am aroused.
Excuse me? I don't think we need to go that far. So do I think Garrett Crochet is going to like and fit in Boston? Yes. I don't have any... Whatever Sam Kennedy was saying, whether it was superficial and genuine, no, we'd let, you know, he needs to decide with his family if he likes it here. Like, just kind of throwing it out there.
I think that's a fair sentiment.
I felt like there's an offer on the table that he knows is...
Fair.
Fair, less than what Crochet is probably dreaming of. But again... Crochet's under control for a couple years. You're not a free agent. I don't need to go down the argument I had with Arcand about the difference between free agents and not free agents. He's not a free agent. That hinders your value. There's a give and take in that relationship.
Right. So, like, with in the case of Brian Bayo, if you will. Now, he signs a deal nice and early, kind of the same way Pedroia did in the way back.
Yep.
That doesn't happen very often in MLB anymore. He gets 6 years, $55 million. Right now, that's looking like a good deal for him because... He fell off the ledge, the ladder, the cliff last year, and now is starting off like having to basically rebuild himself.
And then he's won, you know, 18-win season with a 3-1 ERA from that looking like, oh, what did you do?
Why did you do that? But also he could, for all we know, end up the next Paxton Crawford.
Absolutely. So, and that's that give and take. Now, Crochet is a little bit more established than that, had mm-hmm. the great stuff last year, especially early, did start 30-plus games, just, you know, it's easy to start 30-plus games when you only pitch four innings per game over the second half of the season. So there's questions for both sides to answer, but let's get into the strengths and the weaknesses of your Boston Red Sox. We assume, I think right off the bat, that guy... Garrett Crochet is going to be one of your strengths.
How many complete games has he thrown?
In his career?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
That is correct.
Oh. Has he even sniffed one? What's his longest start, I wonder?
That's a great question.
I bet you he hasn't even sniffed one.
He has not thrown a complete baseball game.
Yeah. That does not surprise me. I mean,
he did start
a reliever,
32 games last year.
Yeah, because when you pitch four innings a game, it's easy to start
all
a lot
right,
of games.
Well, when your team stinks and you're down 9-0 in every game, that'll ebb at your morale.
But that also makes those low-leverage situations. When you lose every game, there's no buzz. It's not like there's expectations for him and the team here. Those expectations are going to affect sort of the pressure that is put upon him. He's a bit of an unknown, good or bad. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if he wins the Cy Young Award and has the best ERA in baseball and the most strikeouts.
If he has, do you think it's possible for him to have a better year than Chris Sale had in 2017, his first year getting out of the soul hole that is the White Sox and coming to Fenway?
Absolutely. Because I love the fact that he is a much bigger pitcher than Chris Sale. I know those comparisons are made because of the trade and everything. I love the fact that he has some meat on his bones and he looks sort of more like that traditional.
He's like a lean on
ace.
Me. Boys, get behind me. I got you.
Absolutely. So, yes, do I think he could.
It's like a lefty Jabba Chamberlain.
I know wins don't matter anymore, so I won't even predict wins, but could he lead the league in ERA and strikeouts? Absolutely.
I don't believe he'll lead the league in ERA because someone's going to catch up to that fastball every now and again.
Maybe.
But is there a chance he could lead the league in strikeouts?
Absolutely.
Could he lead the league in wins? Depending on some of the strengths of this team, which I'll try to guide the train back onto the rails of. I believe the Red Sox lineup and the first five, even before you call up any of the rookies, is awesome. About as good as it gets across the American League.
It can be.
Jaron Duran, our leadoff hitter, you know what he did today?
What did he do?
Went yad.
Nice. Yeah, no, it can be. If Bregman doesn't start slow, which we know he has want to do previously in his career, and the great wild card is your four hitter, Tristan Casas. Mm-hmm. I know we've been jokingly, sarcastically passing along Craig Breslow's 40-120 comment.
Mm-hmm.
If he's 40-120, this lineup is going to be ridiculous. If he's
yes, it is.
If he's 25-90, it's still going to be a pretty good lineup.
Which one do you think he's closer to, 20-90 or 40-120?
As is usually the case in these, probably somewhere in the middle, high 20s.
That wasn't enough.
Don't you think high 20s?
No,
probably
I think he might get into the low to mid 30s.
I'd love to see it, and I think he has that potential. But if he is on the higher side of his projection, and if Bregman is on the higher side of his projection, and Duran stays close to what he was last year, and Devers is healthy because he's DHing, and Story is playing, hopefully.
Just be out there. How about this? Trevor Story's goal for 2025 should be play more games than you miss.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Bregman should be the saint, walk on water, salvation, you know, eternal greatness, and also, you know, play spotless defense. Casas should get over 30 home runs. Devers should put up, I think his goal should be this, best offensive stats to date. You have, like you said, nothing impeding your offensive output. You are not going to get hurt reaching for a ground ball, trying to turn two, fielding a liner. You just get up there and swang.
So that gets us, obviously, if you're going to talk strengths and you're going to talk about positives with the Red Sox, well, the coin is two-sided. We got to talk about the potential concerns, weaknesses with the team that we've started to hear trickle through the media, through these roster projections, through injured list projections, things of that nature. So, Fitzy, I use that as my poll today, the jumping off point. With opening
day, what is our show poll?
With opening day a week away, what is your biggest concern about the Boston Red Sox heading into the 2025 season? The four options I gave were Devers buy-in, closer, second base, health. And do you know what was first?
If the D didn't come through, then I'm disappointed.
It is health by not by a wide margin.
Wide margin?
Wide margin. 36% voted for health.
That should have been over 50%.
Closer was 31%.
Get out.
Devers buy-in was 29%.
Way too high.
Options right around the one-third 30% mark, and then nobody gives a rat's katukus about second base. 4% voted for second base as the biggest concern.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's worried because there's 9 different people that might play it, all of whom I would be happy with if they are, D, healthy.
So I agree with health because, to me, health, it affects every aspect of this team. The starting rotation, the lineup. We just talked about a guy like Story, the difference he makes both in terms of defense and the lineup. You talk about some of the guys in the bullpen that have come off injuries. Liam Hendricks, is he eventually going to have a high-leverage role for this team? Some of those other guys. The starting rotation, Crochet. He's not that far removed from having his arm sewn back together, and you're going to lean on him in a way he's never really been leaned on, hopefully, for a totality of a season. Walker Buehler is another guy. Like, there's a lot of health question marks with this team.
Did you see that huge home run that Aaron Judge didn't hit off of Walker Buehler when he froze him at the plate the other day?
Oh, I did.
That was nice.
They suckered me. Whoever did that on Twitter.
That was great.
Aaron Judge crushed this ball.
That was Jordan Moore, who does excellent work. He does social content for The Athletic. That was perfect. Because I went into it thinking, oh, man, did Walker Buehler give up a meatball?
Nope.
He painted the corner.
So,
and Judge was mad.
If health is the biggest concern, I feel like that's the biggest concern for every team that you think is going to be good in every sport. You're just like, health, if they can stay healthy, they can do this. So let's set that to aside. The second biggest concern, apparently, is somebody by the name of Aroldis Chapman, who is now perceived to be the, according to Mass Live, in-house option to be your Red Sox closer.
It was like Cotillo and others who said he's the front runner, right?
Yeah, well, because there was a front runner named Liam Hendricks who's not been very good this spring. The problem with Chapman is, he makes people swing and miss. He also says, ball four, take your base, rather often. Yeah. And that's the worst thing for a closer.
Yeah, closers.
Nothing more infuriating.
How many micro heart attacks you had in 2018 thanks to Craig Kimbrell?
Yes, there's nothing more infuriating than
my nitro pills and baby aspirin were always right next to my beverages.
So I've said that was my biggest concern, unfortunately, with this team for a long time. It's why I lusted for a while after Mason Miller, the all-star closer for the
But if the A's are semi-decentish this year,
I know.
Then they're not going to just dreaming. Be... I know.
I didn't get T. Higgins. Can I dream about somebody great coming here from somewhere?
Yes, but there has to be a realistic plan.
Okay, my plan is to
kidnap him like Celtic Pride style.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do agree with that. I think... And Garrett Crochet is the perfect example. Mm-hmm. We know he's not pitching complete games. So he's going to hand something over to the bullpen, even if he pitches great. He's going to hand something over
to the bullpen. And you know what? Check your wrist, because when it's Whitlock o'clock, the Sox are in great hands.
So is he going to be the closer?
Might be. Might be. But some have speculated he might be the best option. And you can extend him because he can go 2, 3, 4 innings.
He can. My just one concern is Whitlock might be the closer. Chapman might be the closer. Hendricks might be the closer. Slayton might be the closer. I don't like might be's at the closer position.
And Andy and Fitzy and others might be anxious about the Red Sox after the seventh inning when they have a lead.
So I think it is one of the most important positions in sports in terms of the confidence and the mindset of a team.
Just get that 3-2 lead because you know Percival or
when that music plays,
when the souped up Gagne comes in back in the early 2000s, or you know Edwin Diaz a couple years ago, when you hear Timmy Trumpet, here it comes. When Enter Sandman plays, exit your chance of victory.
It's all over. Warm the buses, whatever you want to chant. And when you have four guys or more vying for that position, everybody knows it. The manager's like, I guess I'll try him today. The team knows it. The crowd knows it. The announcers know it. They know nothing is over. Like Rambo would say, nothing is over, nothing, when you don't really have a closer and you hand it to a different guy a different day. So I think that's a legit concern. That's what I would have voted for. I was actually a little surprised at the number of people, 29% worried about Devers buy-in.
Why is that still a thing? He's getting, what is he going to do? Pout and just flail away half-assed all season long. Like, you guys get this is what you deserve. This is how it's going to work now. Like, no. Mm-hmm. And you cut him and eat the $300 million. Small amount of money.
Hey, Crochet, we were going to sign you, but we got to pay that guy to go away now, so we can't give you an extension.
You end up trading him. But I don't think the Devers buy-in is going to be the problem. Too many people that responded to the poll did.
617-779-7937. The Boston Red Sox, they're rolling toward the regular season, little more than a week away. The roster and the lineup and the pitching rotation are starting to come into some clarity, thanks to our beat writers. I did want to touch on the second base position up next, though, because there was a unique option there today. And according to Mass Live, there is one name that the Red Sox have wanted to play second base all spring long. They have made other moves in relation to this guy and keeping the door open at second base. We'll talk about that guy in the second base position up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
So Sean and I reported today that the Red Sox at this point seem relatively or rather inclined to move forward with Christian Campbell as the opening day second baseman.
They're not talking about how he's played over 3 weeks of Grapefruit League play. They are much more interested in the ceiling here and what he can provide them with his bat, with his ability to handle second base, his maturity. So, yeah, all signs point to Christian Campbell being the pick to start at second in Arlington, Texas, in a little bit more than a week.
Sean McAdam, Chris Cotillo, Mass Lives podcast, talking Red Sox second base spot. They also wrote on the topic of number of times, and one thing that stuck out to me, I believe it was under a joint byline from the two of them, was that the decisions made with Bregman playing third and Devers DHing were with an eye on keeping the second base job open for Christian Campbell. They wanted this to be a bag job. They think his upside offensively, his athleticism, is worth kind of putting the other pieces in place for him to be the second baseman, because he hasn't really hit this spring. He's not been great. And we talked about yesterday, Fitzy, here on WEEI Afternoons, that Cora has been very critical, or at least constructively critical, about Campbell's defensive ability and the need for that to get better, and it's the major leagues and 1 inch movement in glove matters and all those things
and
details.
With the emphasis they've placed on defense this offseason with Bregman and wanting to move Devers off of third, do you think it would be fair, unfair, or just logical that they would possibly want to or would be comfortable absorbing some defensive miscues at second base because of Campbell's upside and what he may bring at the plate?
I think it's upside at the plate. I also think it's athletic upside, where they feel like once he gets some games and some reps under his belt, he's a really good athlete who'll be good at the position. I think they believe he's more than good enough at the position eventually. So I don't think it's just, oh, we'll cover up for the guy who can't actually play second base because he can be an offensive force for us. So I think they think he can be really good. I just think it's interesting. Like, we've been making such a big deal about Bregman and Devers and egos and money and leadership and all that, and they were kind of moving those guys around based on the guy who's never really played second base. I forgot the exact number. Dan Ball, you might be able to find this. There were reporters reporting in his whole career, Campbell has, like, no experience at second base.
So why do they? Is this a matter of, because Rafaela played everything except starting pitcher last season practically, and turns out because he's so athletic, he was good at everything. But he is going to be a dynamite center fielder. So is this just a belief organizationally that he has so much talent and athletic ability that he's going to work wherever they put him?
Pretty much.
That Then, excuse me, you're going to have to accept and deal with growing pains this year.
I also
There's going to be some kicked balls and missed double play turns.
I also think it's them trying to put a mosaic together short and long term and saying, well, if Meyer plays short eventually and Rafael is in center and Duran might be in left and Casas is at first and, like, you're starting to say, well, where would we put Campbell? And you might say, well, if he can play second base, that would be great long term. Marry that with his athleticism. Dan Ball.
Christian Campbell, in 2 years in the minors, has played 51 games, 49 starts at second base versus 36 at short. I don't know if you're thinking of Marcelo Meyer, because he's legitimately never played
an
inning at second.
Well, today he did.
Perhaps.
That started today.
Well, and yeah, in real minor league games.
Right. So let's get him over there then.
But, no, I mean, for a guy to become a major league player with 50 games at a position under his belt, that's a minimal amount of experience at the position.
He just hasn't been a pro very long.
Well, that's the other thing.
He played there. He played 34 games in college as well.
Okay, so 34. So in his career, go back maybe high school. Maybe he's played 100 games over the course of his baseball life at that.
He's a young. You know, we're old. He's a young.
So I think that's interesting. Nobody seems to be worried about it based on the poll, where only 4% are concerned, because I think part of the reason is there's so many options. Is it's like, well, if Campbell stinks, we'll put Hamilton there. Or if Hamilton stinks, we'll put Meyer there. Or,
and if something else happens, we can always put Bregman there.
Bregman over there.
You know,
it is also
you know,
an easy position.
You know
what will
be interesting? The Red Sox faith in Bregman when they start him at second and third in the same game.
He can do it. Shift. He'll just cover the whole left side. A lot of range at his age. I mean, he's a saint.
Yeah.
He should be able to do it.
Did you call second base an easy position?
I did.
What's the easiest position in baseball in your estimation?
Second base.
Really?
Can I tell you why that is?
Sure.
That's where I played.
That's not where where do you put...
they started me at third and then realized this guy can't throw.
But Andy, as a chub...
Put him at second.
Growing up, I know you always like to say, like, chubby little Andy or fat little Andy. Like, as a legitimate largo, as a child, they used to either put me at occasionally second base, but mostly you know where they put him. Everyone.
Right field.
3-2-1, right field.
And as a guy who managed a lot of youth baseball... Mm-hmm. The poor kid that you always stick in right field when you want to make him feel better about himself, so give him some innings elsewhere, you move him into second base for a couple innings, right. And then you put him back in right field.
So my son Sawyer, the younger of the two, he's a little undersized for his age. He ends up in right field. And sometimes when he's like, I don't want to play the outfield, he ends up at second base. And dad has to, like, coach him up and whatnot. But usually he's too busy kicking dirt and twirling his hair to worry about
that. I do understand that Major League Baseball is not youth baseball or high school baseball or any of those things, but there is also the reality it's a shorter throw. You have a little bit more time. Like, there's more. Now, I know Alex Cora would probably emphasize the turns on the double play at second base, and there's a lot that goes into it. I'm not saying it's easy. It's still Major League Baseball.
Right.
Just saying it's maybe a little easier than some other spots.
You know what?
Spots.
But whenever you've played baseball or softball, do you know what position doesn't stress me out? Third base. Because you're going to get some hard liners.
It stressed me out for the short time that I was there. That might have been why I sucked at it. I was so stressed out to be over there. I might have been.
Really?
Oh, freaked out.
Shortstop freaks me out a little bit.
It's the sight of my worst athletic moment of my entire life.
Go ahead.
Okay.
No, wait, take the call first. You should do it. No, go ahead.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
We were the number one seed in the Division I high school playoffs, hosting Brockton.
Uh-huh.
Hard ground ball to third. Hart fields it and throw. Oh, my God. Where is that throw?
Like Knobloch
couple
hitting
runs
Keith Olbermann's
we
mom.
Lost because of it.
No.
Number one seed bumped.
Wow.
Because of your throw at third?
Yep.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Oh, I shot the whole team's eye out.
How bad was it really?
Awful.
How many rows into the parking lot did it go?
It was like into the street.
Bow.
There wasn't
really
a parking lot. It was a street. But like, it was miserable. It was the low point of my athletic life. It was sad. Probably still leaves a mark. Might explain some things. I don't know.
And that's why he covered football, folks.
And this has been Deep Dives with Andy Hart.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Tony in Bridgewater has some thoughts on Christian Campbell in the second base position. What's up, Tony?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
What's up, buddy?
Enough for nothing. Maybe this guy will be ready, but he's not ready now. And he's got a ton of holes in his swing. If you're talking about a playoff team, what I would do, and I haven't heard one word about this, Myers is ready right now. This kid is ready. You put him at short. You put Story at second, who played a great second base a couple of years ago, if you remember. You got yourself a great infield, 100 home run infield, and I just don't understand why they're trying to push this guy into something he's not ready for.
All right, thanks for the call, Tony. Well, one issue with that infield is, okay, and then when they both go on the IL, who's playing the other positions? I also think you're being a little optimistic, saying that's 100 home run infield. So even if I give 40 to Casas and 20 plus to Bregman, that's 65. I still need to come up with 35 between Story and Meyer. I'm not totally sure I'm getting my 35.
I think Story hits 23.
Maybe.
And I think Meyer hits 17.
Maybe. Is that over 160 games or 16? Because both of them have trouble finishing seasons in which they start. Mm. One at the major league
level,
one at the
minor league. Campbell does seem a little more durable. Obviously tall, lanky, athletic, fluid. Again, you're going to have to put up with some
potential. They called him Barry Bonds as recently as like last August. That's how good he is.
Because of the way he moves. Still,
we'll see.
I know. It's too bad Roman Anthony is not going to be the one who starts the season of the mighty trio, the talented triumvirate of Worcester, if you will. Because that kid is, there's just a star in the making, baby.
Our buddy Dice on the text line 508 says, Andy's whole personality makes so much sense now after hearing that story. It's a little insight into all that is my brain. 617-779-7937, talking Red Sox. But up next, it's 3 o'clock. That means two things each and every day. It means Ted Johnson in the house. And our three-point stance is up next on WEEI Afternoons.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.